In Yemen, the death toll from a bomb attack on a religious celebration by Shia Muslims on Wednesday has risen to almost 50. Medical sources say 70 others have been wounded in the attack by a bomber dressed as a woman in the central city of Ibb. An initial toll gave at least 33 dead and dozens wounded. The terrorist attack happened as Yemeni Shias were preparing to mark the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the explosion. Following this, Iran condemned the attack, saying Yemenis from all sects and parties need to get united against terrorism. Iran's foreign ministry spokeswoman, Marzia Afram, also expressed sympathy with the families of the victims.
In recent months, Yemen has witnessed frequent militant attacks. The government usually blames al-Qaeda-linked Takfiri terrorists, who are active in several parts of the country, for such attacks.
AQAP, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, will most likely take up responsibility for this attack, as they have throughout this year. And these attacks against the Houthi fighters and against Houthi supporters have continued ever since the Houthis made their way into the province of Ibb a few months back, and they managed to take over the province of Sana'a and also many other provinces in the central part of the country.
Security sources say al-Qaeda-linked militants do not just target the Ansarlo movement in their strongholds in southern provinces, as the Yemeni Shias also fall victim to such terror attacks in the capital Sana'a.
We have seen bomb attacks against the compound of Houthi officials here in the capital, Sana'a. And again, this is something which we witness here in Yemen every week, ever since the Houthis managed to take over Sana'a and ultimately expand their presence throughout the country. Al-Qaeda said that it will wage a series of attacks against Houthi positions, and ultimately they basically declared war against the Houthis.
The al-Qaeda-linked violence against both the Shia movement and Yemeni security forces has grown since February 2012, when President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi came to power in a one-man election backed by Saudi Arabia and the United States. Hadi replaced longtime dictator Ali Abdullah Saleh. Yemen has been in a state of turmoil since pro-democracy protests led by the Ansarlo revolutionary fighters forced the longtime ruler to step down in 2012 after decades in power. The Ansarlo chief Abdul Malik al-Houthi has vowed to press ahead with a popular uprising despite terrorist attacks. So far, Ansarlo fighters have both secured the capital city and managed to push al-Qaeda-linked militants out of Mosul regions with the support of allied tribesmen.